Welcome to Diverse Wellbeing, a podcast where parents of children with needs find support, connection, and real conversations on embracing self-care. This is your host, Anne Loren, a special needs assistant and psychotherapist in Tipperary, and grandmother to three autistic children. In this episode, we explore the quiet courage it takes to face the reality of parenting a child with additional needs. Not the version we imagined, but the one we're living. Drawing on the wisdom of William Glasser, we'll reflect on how our perceptions shape our experience and why gently naming what's real can bring more ease, connection, and emotional clarity. This is about releasing the pressure to pretend and finding peace in the truth of where we are. Reality in the context of parenting a child with additional needs often looks different from what we expected when we first imagined family life. It can include routines that revolve around therapies, school interactions, days that are full of emotional intensity, and a constant need to adapt. I want to share a quote with you from William Glasser, who is the creator of reality therapy and choice theory. "We do not live in the real world, but in the world as we perceive it." That means we're not just reacting to the events unfolding around us. We're also responding to the meaning we've given them. We all carry inner pictures of how things were supposed to be, how parenting might look, how our days might unfold, how our children might grow and develop. These images are shaped by hopes, culture, expectations, and love. But when those internal pictures don't quite match the reality we're living, when the gap widens between what we imagined and what actually is, it can stir up a deep emotional response. We might feel sadness for what we thought we'd have, guilt for struggling, or a quiet sense of grief that's hard to name. This is such a human experience. And it doesn't mean you've done anything wrong. It simply means you're noticing that life has taken a different shape than you expected. And that noticing can feel tender. But it's also where healing begins. When we deny or resist reality, we don't protect ourselves. We actually increase our suffering. I often hear parents say things like, "I just wish things were easier. Why can't it be more normal? I feel like I'm failing." And underneath that is usually a tension between what they're living and what they expected to be living. Accepting reality, not in a passive way, but in a conscious, kind way, allows us to stop spending all our energy wishing things were different. And that frees up space to respond with wisdom instead of overwhelm. We stop fighting the moment we're in. We stop arguing with ourselves. And that's where well-being can enter. So how can we start relating to our reality differently? Here's a few things that you can try. Number one, pause comparisons. Other people's families or social media accounts often distort our perception of what's normal. Your life isn't less valid because it's different. Number two, seek solidarity, not solutions. Talking with someone who understands, even if they can't fix anything, can help you feel less alone inside your own reality. Number three, drop the either-or mindset. Reality can be difficult and beautiful. You can feel stretched and resilient. You can grieve and grow. Your perspective here is really important. So, to finish off today's episode, remember, sometimes the kindest thing we can do for ourselves is to say, this is where I am right now, and that's okay. Your reality might not match what you expected, but it's still yours, and it's worthy of care, support, and gentleness. You're not broken for finding it hard. You're human, and you're there every day in ways that matter deeply. If you're new to the podcast, you can join our mailing list by visiting our website at diversewellbeing.ie to receive updates. This is Diverse Wellbeing, empowering parents and embracing wellness.